You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is time to ask the CLO. This is from Lene in Evanston, CLO. Lene writes, a new girl joined us for brunch Sunday, and she asked me if I'm married to Wes. I corrected her and said, my husband's name is Wesley. She smirked and said she knows him. That was very clear. My husband said he didn't recognize her on the pictures. Was that woman invited to brunch to be messy?
You came in starting smoke.
Yeah. Who invited
her? She, I guess, somebody else at in the
See,
brunch
y'all,
group.
Ladies, mm-hmm. ladies, y'all, stop doing that. Y'all on the scene, y'all know how y'all are. Stop inviting new people in. See, we dudes. We got our dudes. You can't bring nobody with you.
Uh-huh.
Now, she at the brunch. Is Wes your husband? His name is Wesley.
Same thing.
You know, it's Wes your husband.
So,
you got to be careful now. You got to be careful. Find out who invited her. Because that's where it's coming from.
And then the wife,
she was still wrong.
You know, that's in the Godfather. It ain't the message, it's who bring the message. It's in the Godfather. You saw the movie.
Come on, Michael Corleone.
Yeah, several times.
It's time for you to start sleeping with the fishes.
All right, moving on.
I don't know why you're here.
Kamisha in Flatbush says, I shop for an older woman next door and I take her dessert on Sundays. Lately, it sounds like she's having sex late at night, but I've never seen a man coming and going from her apartment. Should I check in to see if she's okay over there?
You already know what's happening. Stop acting brand new. If it sounds like she's having sex in there, ain't nobody over there. That's what's happening.
All right.
You ain't nobody with you all the time. You know what's happening.
He good. You don't never see him. He cold.
Yeah.
He
got a nice stand. You know what's in there.
Mm-hmm. Creep.
Boy, let me tell you something. I was over my partner's house. We watching the game one time. This was years ago. Mm-hmm. His little boy had went in that nightstand drawer at his mama's, on his mama's side of the bed, and came out with this thing in his hand. And we're just standing in front of the TV with it in his hand. And we all looked at it and we went, is that what I think?
Thought he had a microphone.
And boy, his daddy said, boy, come here, give me that, what you doing? And then he disappeared with it, right?
Uh-huh.
All I heard was his wife scream, oh, no! Just hollering.
It's out now.
But he just had it in his hand, just watching the game. He went and stood right in front of the TV with it in his hand and was just watching the game. I said, boy, this dude right here. If you don't get that out your hand.
He's doing the most.
All right. Moving on to Alonzo in Lynchburg. Alonzo writes, my son is 18 and his girlfriend is 19. I don't mind if she stays overnight at my house with my son. Her mom thinks I'm making it too easy for them to have sex. Sex is going to happen regardless. Is it bad parenting to allow her to stay here?
Wait. Her mom thinks that he's making it too easy for them to have sex?
Yeah, he is.
He is.
Yeah, he is.
Your daughter can spend the night somewhere and stay at your house?
She's 19. He's 18.
Son is 18. Couldn't happen at my daddy's house.
No. At all.
It happened, but he couldn't know it. I mean.
Right. You both signing for it in the house. Man.
Yeah, he's giving them permission.
I'm the last person turning the key in this house right here. Yeah, he is making it easy. It's going to happen. He don't mind because men look at their sons differently than their daughters. Now, if it was his daughter, he'd have a real problem with it.
But that's
the double standard that we live in. So, yeah, he is making it too easy for him. Yeah, it probably is going to happen because it's already happened. And once it starts, you're not going to stop it. But you don't have to condone it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's bad parenting if you're not having the right conversation with your son.
Okay. All right. I like that. Yeah.
Because if you're going to promote this, you also got to tell the consequences of it, too. And you're going to leave this girl in a horrible position if she wind up pregnant. Your little punk-ass boy, 18, can't take care of his damn self.
Right.
See, so you got to tell both sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it ain't about making it convenient for the boy. It's making him understand the responsibility and consequences that come with it.
That
would be parenting.
Mm-hmm.
And then therefore, you have to try to make it more difficult. You can't just condone it, man, and you're gone in there, man, and they're going to have sex anyway. Okay, they also going to have a baby.
Yeah.
Then what your dumb ass going to do?
Granddaddy.
A whole lot of people at the house now.
Paw-paw.
You got to take care of the baby, Paw-paw.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up, this one is from Sylvie in Greensboro. Sylvie writes, I had my first threesome when I turned 60. And my girlfriend was shocked.
Ooh.
60. All right, she had her first threesome when she turned 60, Sylvie did. And now her girlfriends are shocked because it was with two men. She said, I did not know that threesomes are usually with two women and a man. I want to keep doing it my way with two men. Is that a bad thing? This is from Sylvie.
Well, there's 60. Another name for that. It ain't a threesome. It started with a T, but it's not threesome. And your old ass done jumped out here and don't know what the terminology or the word. Right. What happened to you was not a threesome. Okay? You need to get your ass back over there with Phyllis and Sojourner and them and get back at the bingo because you don't even know what you're doing out here. Talking about I had my first threesome. That wasn't no damn threesome. It was with two men. That's not a threesome, lady.
Well, she said, that's what she said. She thought that they were usually, she had no idea threesomes were usually with
two men. That's because you ain't had no idea. You that little old ass caboose. Listen to me. Bingo.
That's it.
Why she got
Are they all 60 something, Steve? Are they all
52?
They might have. If all of them 60, you know, everybody ain't in shape like us. I'm gonna just tell you that.
Right high blood.
It could have been another dude in there because he just couldn't leave for some reason. Battery went out on the hover round. Walker wheel came off. You know, a lot of people just can't leave. You know.
Okay.
Wheelchair battery out. Well, we in here.
A lot of medicine.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.